flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Sam and Greg on a Saturday, back on a Saturday morning. It's the 25th day of January. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Whew. It's been a minute. We'll be back tomorrow morning with you. Coming up, we are going to be talking to Brandon Hutchison at 9 o'clock hour. They got an open house out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Also, Jason Longshore is going to get a set as Atlanta United gets back to the pitch today.
Takes to the pitch today. In Chattanooga.
But we are, we've been talking baseball. This has been nice because we're going to talk baseball now. We talked a minute ago about some baseball, got a little passionate. That was wonderful. I wonder if our guest was listening, because I went down a rabbit hole and I was just, you know, glad for Ichiro and Sabathia and Billy Wagner, but you know, the Andrew Jones. I won't call it snub, but unacknowledgement of these writers and how they figure out who they decide to get in there. And I went a little sideways. And just curious if Marquise had any thoughts on that. If he wasn't listening, we'll move on and talk about his massive event in its 19th season.
Well, first of all, let's bring him in here. Yeah. Because this man is up this morning, and he's up every morning because he's got young people working to play the game of baseball, to further their careers, their education. But also, you got a number of guys who are reaching the big league level. Marquise Grissom joins us now.
Morning, Marquise.
Hotline. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
We are doing fine.
But we're a little mad at the Hall of Fame for not bringing Andrew in.
I'm right there with you. Totally agree. Definitely a Hall of Famer in my eyes, without a doubt.
Yeah, see? Again, so we preach it to the choir with him. We really are. And listen, we know you're out of court. You didn't get affected by the weather. Hopefully you made it through okay. None of the, you know.
I did. Okay. I did. We were good, you know. Everything's good on this end.
Fantastic, right. Fantastic. We know you. When the weather's permitting, you working with young people always, and then you got a certain group that's getting ready to head out for spring training. Talk about how that was going. We're going to get into the event in a minute, but talk about how that process is going, because this is something you guys do every year this time.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, it's a great group, Sam. We started in 2020 when COVID hit, and you know, me and my son and Luke Carter and his son, we tried to figure out a way. What are we going to do with our kids who's playing baseball? My son at the time was in college, and Cam Collier was in high school at Mount Perry Christian Academy here in Atlanta. And I got a piece of property over in Fayetteville, Georgia, where we made a makeshift baseball field. And we continued to start working out, and all of a sudden Michael Harris come, Lawrence Butler, Chandler Simpson, Ryan Spikes, and Jalen Nolet. And we worked those guys out, you know, got them into great shape. And lo and behold, you know, Mike made it to the big leagues, and Lawrence made it to the big leagues last year. And so they called themselves the Hill Boys. So they became the Hill Boys, a unique group of young men who really love the game and put that work in, you know, six days a week.
That's fantastic. You're doing that, and, you know, really instilling a lot of things about them. About the game and what it takes to climb the ladder to get to that next level. You have a big event coming up next week. It's coming up the 19th anniversary. Stay in the game. Talk about this event and what people will see if they get to come out to it. If you have room, are you already filled up?
Tickets available?
Again, we already sold out again, Sam, and we appreciate you guys. But yep, this is our 19th annual and staying in the game, MGBA, and It's been a blast to be able to put this event on this many years and to be able to have so many people come out and support us and continue to run the Atlanta Braves RBI program. But MGBA is a staple and a pillar in the community and College Park and on the south side. And we've just been blessed and fortunate enough to continue to serve the community and give these kids an opportunity to get an education, graduate from high school and go to college, because our tutorial program is second to none. Our financial literacy program is continuing to grow, and career development is what it's all about for us. We're really not trying to create a baseball player. We really want to get these kids to graduate from high school and also go to college and graduate.
Trying to build young men into men.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, again, Marquise Grissom joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. During your just movements throughout the course of the year and talking and working with young folks, because Sam and I have talked about, and other people's have too, the interest in baseball with young folks. You know, they want to play basketball, they want to play football, and baseball has suffered, and not enough fields around. Have you noticed, we'll just say post-pandemic, the interest in baseball, is it growing in the minds of young folks that you've experienced?
I really do. I think it's here. And you got to remember, you know, we got East Cobb, we got Lake Point, where the interest in baseball is huge because of all the big tournaments and perfect game. So a lot of kids here in Atlanta and the state of Georgia, we're playing baseball. I think we're really playing baseball at an alarming rate, and have so much talent down here in the South. And what I mean by the South is Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Florida. We're playing baseball, and we just happen to be in a hotbed and in very need of development. So a lot of kids, you know, sprung to the travel ball thing, and we just got to try to continue to grow the game with all levels, you know, not just the travel ball players, but any kids that interested in playing baseball, whether you're a beginner, intermediate or advanced, you know, that's what we have here at MGBA, be able to create an environment where every kid will get an opportunity to learn and grow and play the game.
Marquise, let me ask you a question here, because, you know, there's a lot of stories out there, and I don't mean to put you on the spot there, but is there a story that we don't know that you'd like to put out there of a young person who's going through something? I mean, they're probably all going through something, but somebody special out there that's maybe achieved something or a story that we should know about that you'd like to share right now. Is there anybody or a few people that you can think of?
Well, I would like to talk about the Hill Boys.
Okay.
We got four guys, actually, that's, you know, straight out of college, 2 years. We've been in minor league ball for 2 years. They're going to big league camp this year. And that's Chandler Simpson with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, Marquise Grissom Jr. of the Washington Nationals, Cam Collier of the Cincinnati Reds, and Jalen Knowles of the Minnesota Twins. Those guys have put in the work. And, you know, all those guys are going to big league camp, you know. And plus you got Michael Harris and Lawrence Butler straight out of, you know, straight now in the big leagues, players that have an opportunity to get to the big leagues. So we're excited about that as an organization. And to see these guys climbing, those guys are doing the same thing. They're going back and paying it back and giving it back to the community and being an example for other kids to try to strive to be the best that they can be and hopefully they can achieve their dreams and goals.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with former Braves center fielder Marquise Grissom, who's really working with young people and developing the next wave of baseball player. Talk to me a little bit about Chandler Simpson. I had a chance to go down to Montgomery and watch him play a game last season. What he was able to do, what kind of work you do with him, because that stolen base was something that you would took a lot of pride in, and this guy's like really racking him up.
I did, Sam. He's an unbelievable player. When I say by unbelievable, you know, the dedication and the work that he put in. And I really compare him to Tony Gwynn with speed. You know, last year he stole 104 bases, hit 356. And the year before that, he hit 355. A guy that has probably the best bat-to-ball skills I've seen since Tony Gwynn. And learning to play center field, was in field at Georgia Tech, but he's come a long way to be able to play center field. And a great leadoff hitter. And also, I just think he's going to bring the speed back to the game, the way he plays the game. And I definitely think by the end of this year, he may be in the big leagues.
That's what I mean. Because that's my kind of baseball. This stuff where you sit around and wait for somebody to hit. You know, man, you know, take the extra base. You know, hit and run. Give me some strategy and some speed on the base pass. I miss that in baseball.
We talked about it. Well, listen, with the passing of Ricky.
Yeah.
That is an element of the game gone. Uh-huh. And we hope that it comes back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it will. We got a lot of guys. You know, Michael Harrison can steal 30 bases if stay healthy. And Lawrence Butler, you know, he stole 18 bases last year. And I just think with the bigger bases as well, and guys can't throw but three times, mm-hmm. it's going to be more base stealing in the game. And I think it's coming back. And also the hit and run. I think with the shift being moved back to somewhat normal, mm-hmm. You know, the hit and run is going to play a big factor in the game as well. So it's coming back. It may take a little while, but I think it's coming back.
Yep. All right, let's talk about your team a little bit. The Braves made a move, bringing an outfielder, going to bring in Profar. With that, how much have you watched what your team is going to do and what they're going to look like? Of course, we're waiting for a couple of players that were injured last year to be healthy, and Ronald and Strider as well. But thoughts about what this team can do? I know the Mets went and spent a lot of money, but they always spend money. I personally don't worry about the Mets, but I mean, I don't. You know, but they spend money, but they always end up being the Mets. But what about our team here in Atlanta, and what do you think we're going to have to look forward to this season?
Well, I think that was a big move getting Profar. That kind of solidified that outfield. I think we can get away with put Kelenic and Cruz in right field to platoon a little bit. That's a solid outfield. We just got to expect a little bit more out of Mike and Profar to kind of lead off hitter, lead the team. And I think with our bats, we can be in any ball game. And what scares me a little bit is the pitching. We just got to stay healthy. And get off to a good start because, you know, you got the Mets and you got the Phillies. It's going to be tough in that division. But we got to go out and get off to a good start and stay healthy the whole year. And I just think that the pitching is key for me. You know, when you're building a baseball team, it's all about the pitching, defense, then the hitting is last in my eyes. But I think we'll be fine if we can stay healthy the whole year.
I like the way you put that because a lot of people think about the offense. A lot of people think about who's going to be at the plate, who's going to drive in runs and whatnot. And, you know, I always said, and one thing the Braves have had, that infield we talked about, especially when Ron Washington would have that extra mm-hmm. work with him, that infield was airtight. And the difference that makes is so huge when you talk about it, Marquise, the defensive part of the game.
You right? brought up something, and yeah. I want to ask Marquise this, because we speculated this all season, Marquise, last year. And I said, you know, you can talk about players, you can talk about a manager. But I thought that there was a noticeable difference with Ron Washington being gone last year as opposed to when he was with this team and how he worked with the infielders, and you talked about their defense. Is that possible? Is that something that you've experienced during your career where not a manager, but a coach, when he left the team, it affected how people approached the game a little bit?
I would say in this situation, you know, Ron was a big factor on the Atlanta Braves. I think in the clubhouse, on the field, off the field, just the conversation guys were having with him. Yeah, you miss him as a coach, but I think what he done instilled in all of the players, that never leaves. You know, Albies got hurt. You know, he was a big factor for us last year. And then you got Riley, who got hurt last year. So we lost two of our key infielders who, you know, had Tula Joe up on the run. So them guys going to get back healthy and stay healthy. We'll be just fine. I don't think they forgot what Ron taught them, and that's just part of their growth and development. But sometimes you do, but I think the guys understand that they have to go out there and continue to work on the things that they know how to do and getting that information from Ron. So, yeah, sometimes you do, but I think we play pretty good defense, and if those guys can stay healthy, we'll still have a real good solid defense. You got a Gold Glover pretty much in Riley and Albies and Olsen over there at first base, and RC are not bad. So we got a tight infield still, and we just got to continue to play great defense like we did the last couple of years and continue to put the bat on the ball.
It's called Staying in the Game. Awards Gala is coming up next Saturday night at 7 o'clock over at the Foundry of Puritan Mill. Great event. A who's who of players will be there, man. If you go to this event, you will have a wonderful, wonderful time.
And our buddy's the moderator, Jerome Jurinovich.
Jerome Jurinovich.
Yes, sir.
Be great to have him. Marquise, great. Always wishing you the best for that. And thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Talk to him during the season.
No, appreciate you guys. Appreciate y'all having me, okay?
There you go.
All right. That's Marquise Grissom.
So the takeaway is his voice, more than anything, Ron Washington's will be missed.
Yeah, but
that presence.
And you know what, though? That and being a sounding board. I mean, he's one of those guys, probably a lot of players, if they got struggling with something, Ron, can I talk with you?
The stories that come out of that dude, too.
That type of person. He's got something else. Tomorrow morning, we're going to mention something that his name is on. That HBCUs are going to play baseball with Ron Washington. We're going to mention that tomorrow morning. I just found out about it.
All right.
Okay.
Next, going to venture into Noelle's world. I don't know what she's thinking about, but listen, you need to stay tuned for that. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I got to remember, we're an hour off here. We didn't set our clocks back here. Brandon Hutchinson from Atlanta Motor Speedway. Got a big open house going on out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Let you know what's happening. And Atlanta United takes back to the pitch. That means we got to talk to Jason Longshore. He'll be coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg back on a Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.